Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dream.
It is uncanny just how many professional jazz musicians grew up in a musical environment with parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, etc., who were musicians and or music educators. On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to be looking at family members recording together, the majority being sets of brothers. Let's begin with the Heath brothers from Philadelphia, bassist Percy, born 1923, saxophonist Jimmy, 1926, and drummer Albert, or Tootie, in 1935. They all had huge careers in jazz. In 1998, all three got together and recorded a reunion album, Jazz Family, and did Jimmy's Wind print with a large combo. In 1955, Julian Cannonball Adderley and younger brother Nat left their Florida home for New York City, where they took the jazz world by storm and within months recorded the album Presenting Cannonball, with Nat on cornet, Cannonball on alto, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, Kenny Clark on drums. You'll hear Caribbean Cutie.
Thank you.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, family collaborations are being presented, such as the Jones Brothers, who grew up in Pontiac, Michigan, pianist Hank, born 1918, trumpeter Thad, 1923, and drummer Elvin, 1927. They each had stellar careers, and all three joined saxophonist Herb Geller in 1959 to record the album Selections from Gypsy, with Barbara Long on vocals. You'll hear Small World. Les and Larry Elgart, born in 1917 and 22 respectively, grew up in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. They co-led a big band in the late 1940s, so here's Time to Go, Les on trumpet and Larry on saxophonist. Guitarist Wes Montgomery, born in 1921 in Indianapolis, had two brothers who were professional jazz musicians, bassist Monk and pianist and vibraphonist Buddy. They recorded several albums together in the early 1960s. You'll hear them on Irving Berlin's Remember.
Funny, you're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here, small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a man who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, I'd love to go traveling, small world, isn't it? We have so much in common, it's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a man who likes children, that's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children, small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny and fine.
likes children, that's an important sign. Mackie, 'cause I'd love to have children, small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny and fine. Thank you.
Dr. Jazz is featuring family members playing together on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Multi-instrumentalist and band leader Matt Kattengub is the son of jazz singer Mavis Rivers, who was born in Samoa in 1929. They recorded Honeysuckle Rose together in 1987. Pianist Ellis Marsalis from New Orleans has four sons who play jazz: trumpeter Winton, saxophonist Branford, drummer Jason, and trombonist Delfayo. They all did a live album together at a charity concert in New Orleans in 2010. The Dorsey brothers, saxophonist Jimmy, born in 1904, and trombonist Tommy, a year younger, from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, started a band together in 1927, but they went their separate ways in 1935 due to a conflict. They reunited in 1954 when Jimmy joined Tommy's band, and they recorded Peace Pipe.
With jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and they know the reason why. You're sweeter, goodness knows. You are my honeysuckle rose.
Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up.
When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey drips your confection. Goodness knows, honey, a sickle rose.
They see you out with me, I don't blame them. Goodness knows,
honeysuckle rose.
When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and they know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honey.
We finally get some sisters going on this Dr. Jazz Hour with Ingrid and Christine Jensen from Nanaimo, British Columbia. Ingrid, born in 1966, plays trumpet, and Christine, 4 years younger, plays saxophones. In 2016, they recorded together on Echolalia. And we'll conclude this Dr. Jazz Hour with the Turrentine brothers from Pittsburgh, trumpeter Tommy, born in 1928, and saxophonist Stanley, 1934. They played My Gal Is Just Enough Woman for Me together in 1961 with a quintet. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.